This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. We're going to set the Puritan story aside for a little while, and we're going to jump into another moment of American history. Today, I'm going to introduce you to a young lady. She's an American, and she's somewhat famous. I first learned about her from a song. Actually, I was flipping channels one night, landed on PBS. I don't normally watch PBS, but what I saw and heard for those first few seconds caused me to stop my channel surfing. Three men dressed in tuxedos stood on a small stage in a large hall. Turns out that large hall was in a building on Ellis Island. It was called the Registry Room. Between 1900 and 1924, 12 million immigrants passed through that hall on their way to becoming Americans. Ellis Island opened in 1892, and for the next 51 years, it welcomed millions into America. The three men in tuxedos turned out to be the Irish tenors. They sang a song titled Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. It's since become one of my all-time favorites. The song tells the story of the first person to be processed through Ellis Island on January 1, 1892. Her name was Annie Moore. She was an Irish girl from Queenstown in County Cork on the southwestern tip of the Emerald Isle. She came across the Atlantic on the SS Nevada. She traveled in steerage with her two younger brothers. I sat there in front of the TV that night. Those three guys in tuxedos sang about Annie and her brothers. I got a lump in my throat. Tears welled up in my eyes. I sat there mesmerized. I mean, the song was beautiful, but the story, wow. I mean, it really tore me up. A 15-year-old girl, alone on a ship with probably a couple hundred strangers, and responsible for her two younger brothers. She'd left the only world she knew, her home, all in pursuit of a new life in a new land. Well, I bought the album. I've listened to the song probably 100 times, and nearly every time I do, I tear up. I don't know why, but Annie Moore just captivated my heart. I guess it's her story, like I said, her hope. In America, yeah. America. I'm going to attempt to sing the song's first verse and chorus. Here goes.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind.
I didn't do it justice, so I highly recommend that if you're not familiar with the song, you go to YouTube and type in Irish Tenors, Ellis Island. Take a few minutes and listen to it. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. It'll move you. If it doesn't, well, you're probably not alive. I've done some family history research. I've learned that all of my direct line ancestors lived in America before Ellis Island even opened. So I personally can't trace any of my bloodline through that iconic gateway. I have no ancestor stories that include Ellis Island. I almost feel cheated. But many of you do. Even so, Ellis Island captures my imagination. To me, it represents hope, courage, liberty, big dreams. All things that are truly American. Up next, another immigrant story.
You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.